A brand book, this is really a term I started using this year, but I just found that it was the best way to describe what I'm doing. So it's a book that you write to promote your brand or business. And like I mentioned just now, you're going to leverage it as part of your new platform as an author, because getting to claim that status of being an author gives you instant credibility, right? There's a statistic out there, and I forget where it starts from, but it's something like 96% of people say they have a book in them, but what I do know is that only 3% of them, 3%, ever actually write the book.
Welcome to The Author's Leverage, the podcast where we explore the journeys that await you beyond your book. I'm your host, Parshel Tashi, and in each episode, we connect with best-selling authors, publishing experts, and industry pros to unveil the pathways that enable you to leverage and amplify your book for extraordinary impact and income. Whether you're a seasoned author or just embarking on your authorpreneur adventure, prepare to be inspired. Today, we're joined by a guest who's going to share some invaluable insights with us. But before I introduce them, I want to invite you to download your copy of our ebook and its companion digital workbook. It's called 5 Ways to Get More Bang for Your Book. It's a comprehensive guide to supercharge your author journey, and you can find it below this episode, along with where you can connect with us on social media, subscribe, and rate the podcast. Now, let's dive into today's episode and take a sneak peek into the future of your success as an author. Hey there, and welcome in. Today, we're talking about how a brand book, right? Specific word used there, how a brand book can be leveraged. I'm talking to someone who loves strategizing shorter pieces of marketing content from a brand book. Most people think about creating an audiobook or a course or leveraging their book for speaking engagements, but often we forget that all your future content marketing can actually stem from the evergreen brand book you've already written. So I'm super excited today to be talking with Jessica Anderson. She's an editor turned book coach from the US who moved to France one day in 2010 and never looked back. Since starting her business 4 years ago, she has worked with authors all over the world on dozens of books. And as the founder of Brand Book Bootcamp, Jessica serves entrepreneurs who want to replace their content marketing with a brand book, which will position them as a go-to voice and attract ideal clients on autopilot. Jessica, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome, Parshel. I apologize for all like the dissonant words I use.
I was really trying to get through it.
I heard that people remember dissonant sounds better. So I try and name everything that's like super hard to pronounce. It makes it fun to go on podcasts. I'm super excited to be here though. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. And for anyone who's maybe watching the video, there's not often that I get to see a garden in the back. And so I'm very fortunate looking at Jessica's background that she's like at this beautiful garden behind her. So hopefully if you catch the video piece, you can see this wonder because, you know, we're on Zoom all the time. And I was like, is that like your real background? And she was like, yep, it's my garden.
Yeah, props to my husband for keeping it looking nice.
I love it. So Jessica, tell me a little bit about your journey from being an editor to becoming a book coach. And what inspired that transition, you know, to focus on brand books?
Well, my own two main passions of reading and writing inspired my initial steps into the world of entrepreneurship as a proofreader way back in the day. And I kind of feel like it's, you know, like in the restaurant business where you want to become a head chef, but you start out as a dishwasher. Like that's kind of how I felt at times as a proofreader. But to answer your question, to be honest, it's my clients that have informed the trajectory of my business since then. And that was almost 4 years ago. So my very first client needed more than proofreading. She wanted copy editing as well. And I'm like, well, we'll give it a whirl. We'll see how it goes. I would enjoy doing that. And then with each successive client, they always had something else that they wanted me to do. And I was just happy to offer it because I really enjoy a challenge and like changing it up and just doing new things. Mm-hmm. And so now the space that I'm in is more like book coaching, I guess you would call it. Although there's some, you know, gray area there as well. And basically what I do is I have moved from the proofreading stage now to the editing stage. And what I'm doing now is helping people who are at the writing stage. So people started coming to me saying, well, I had this great idea for a book and I started writing it and it was going well, but then I just stopped and I don't know what happened. I lost my creativity or my motivation. Can you help me, you know, design the next steps so that I can get from, you know, I started at A, now I'm at B, I want to get over to C. How do I fill that gap? And then I started getting people coming to me saying, I would like to write a book and I have an idea for it, but I haven't written a word of it. So can you help me just get started off on the right foot so that I don't get stuck at some point? And that's really where I'm working now. That's the zone of genius, like in the actual writing phase. But you were right to introduce me at the start as someone who really likes to repurpose that brand book once it's written and give my clients ideas for how to leverage it in the best way. So you mentioned audiobooks, that's a good one. Speaking engagement is probably the biggest one that I get from people. But I'm also looking at just all of the content marketing we do on usually a daily basis. If you're on Instagram, for example, you're likely posting, I don't know, twice a day on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn, so I'm posting once a week only, but you probably have an email newsletter as well. At least you will one day if you're serious about growing and scaling your business. And my idea is really, how can we take your best ideas and your best content, put it in a book that you can sell as a low ticket lead generation item, and then also repurpose it, take out little bits and pieces that you can just make into a blog post or a social media post. And then you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time that you're like, oh no, it's Wednesday, I have to do my one, you know, LinkedIn post. What the heck am I going to write about? You just go to your brand book and you pick out one simple idea and you can do one post on that.
Absolutely. And I love too, you're saying that in your journey, it's been your clients that have sort of helped make that transition or made that transition like a need. And there is, because there's such a huge, it's almost like a money pit sometimes your book can become if you're not leveraging it in certain ways that are going to bring the return back. And, you know, to your point, the content marketing side is such a big part of that. I know that there's a lot of strategies that come to mind when we think about content marketing and different things. But just to back up a little bit and give everyone more context here, what exactly is a brand book and how is that different from other content marketing approaches?
Okay. Yeah. A brand book, this is really a term I started using this year and I haven't seen anyone else using it, but I just found that it was the best way to describe what I'm doing. So it's a book that you write to promote your brand or business. And like I mentioned just now, you're going to leverage it as part of your new platform as an author, because getting to claim that status of being an author gives you instant credibility, right? I mean, there's a statistic out there, and I forget where it starts from, but it's something like 96% of people say they have a book in them. But like, what I do know is that only 3% of them, 3% ever actually write the book. So in terms of like all the people that are out here in this online space, only 3% of us, you know, give or take, are able to claim that status as author and use that to leverage our whole brand, our whole business. So that's really what it comes down to. And some people use, for example, a fiction book to do that. And other people use more of like a memoir. I'm more focused on the type of book that really packages your business framework into, you know, a long form piece of content.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, I think that as well with these kind of books, like you're saying, it's about promoting the business itself and presenting the frameworks and like how that, and that's really beautiful, because then, like you're saying, when it comes to, you know, creating content, you've already got this bucket of nuggets that you can pull from. For that. So what would you consider as an example of like a really well-crafted brand book? Like, give us some examples.
Okay. So the most well-known one, and again, this is just like brand book is my term. So it's sort of, again, a gray area, but the one that I always cite that people always know is Atomic Habits by James Clear, because he has an entire brand built around the concept of Atomic Habits. I was in Paris in February of this year, it's 2023. And I went to all like the English language bookshops there, and Atomic Habits was number 5 of their bestsellers still, because it was, you know, just after New Year's resolutions, all that sort of thing. But that's a great example because it's timeless, it's evergreen. It's making him money, right? Year after year. And it's not, he actually says in the book that it's not his original ideas most of the time. Like, he read all the research about habits and then he just like picked the best bits and organized them into his own book, citing everyone, of course. But it's another idea for someone who is thinking like, oh, I don't know if I have enough content or fodder to like fill an entire book with it. You can do research, you can cite from studies, relevant studies. You can also use case studies from your own experience in your business. If you have clients that got really good results from working with you, you put that as a case study in your book. That's always really powerful.
It is really powerful. Those are always good stories to see, and they're inspiring usually as well, you know, when it comes to seeing. So I'm curious too, when I think about content and content marketing today, you mentioned social media a little bit, and everything is pretty fast paced, and, you know, attention spans are getting shorter by the day. So how can authors and experts, how can they make sure that their brand book really captivates their audience and stands out really well, you know, when they're positioning it for content marketing and attracting new people?
I think just to start off with, the fact that you are an author is just a good place to get people noticing your posts, because like I said, there are so few people who actually make it to that stage. It's really something that we still look at and think, oh, wow, that's really, really awesome that that person did that, because it is a huge undertaking. First of all, just to write the book and to have a manuscript at the end, but then to create everything else, like the design phase, and then to market it. So some ideas for your posts. So what I would really like to drive home actually is the fact that if you've ever launched a product or a service before, you know, like an offer, launching is list building, right? You get a lot of people on your email list or a lot of engagement on your posts, a lot more followers because you're launching something. Mm-hmm. And a book is the same way. So what I would love for you to do is during the process of writing your book and even the design phase after that, start to seed the launch of your book, like your book release in a couple months with your audience. So take people on the journey with you, tell them what it's like to write the book, get their input on some topic ideas, or give them, you know, a little passage that you just wrote. Start to ask people in your entourage for like early reviews, and then you can even post those ahead of the release, just like to start to build hype. And then it's like, you know, the airplane metaphor where a plane uses like 40% of its fuel on takeoff, and then the rest you're just cruising along. That's sort of what I think about the book process as when you're creating it. It's like a lot of work, but once it's done, you have this masterpiece of evergreen content that you just repurpose and you leverage it over and over. Say after that you want to, I don't know, apply to speak on Parshall's podcast, maybe you can say, I would love to come on your podcast because I'm coming out with this book, or even I came out with this book, if it was 2 years ago, you know, we don't care, but I have something really important to share with your readers, and I think they would love the content of my book. It's always a talking point, I think, in conversations.
It is. And I love what you say there. It's like you can leverage it in so many different ways. And, you know, it can be done in a way that is strategic. And I love that in what you're saying. So I'm curious, like, around the strategic means of content, right? There's a lot of challenges that come up with that, around that. What are you finding or hearing that are like common challenges that people are facing when they're going to attempt to, you know, I guess in a way, like transition from traditional content marketing to doing something more strategic based off of a book, like their brand book? Are there any challenges?
It should be easier because your brand book should already be funneling into your current offers.
Right.
Well, unless you like drastically change your business model or you start offering, you know, wildly different things. That would be, like having to almost restart. So my goal is to make your book as evergreen as possible, so that it's not going to be outdated so soon for you. But that means you have to have a very clear idea of who your audience are and what your offers are currently. I think I got off track. Can you repeat the question?
Because I don't know. It's all good. I just was around like, what are some of the common challenges that you hear that people?
The other thing I would like to say up front, like before people generally start writing a book, sometimes once they've started, is they're often confused as to whether they want to get a traditional publishing deal, book deal, or try the self-publishing route. And I feel like self-publishing these days also still gets kind of a bad rap because it's perceived as being a little less prestigious as a traditional book deal. But what people should know is that with a traditional book deal, and I'm not knocking that at all because there's a time and place for that, you lose some of your creative control. And then 9 times out of 10, you're asked to do most of the marketing anyway, just because teams and traditional publishing houses are getting smaller and smaller and they just don't have the resources to do it anymore. So if you want to maintain full creative control, and maintain all the rights, all the royalties. And then as long as you're going to do the marketing anyway, you might as well do the self-publishing path. And there are service providers who will help map out that exact path for you. But I do feel like when people are first getting started, they're like, oh, I'm not even sure which one to do. And then that affects the whole trajectory of how you're building your book, essentially, because for nonfiction, for example, traditional publishing houses, they don't want to see the entire manuscript written. You shouldn't do that. You should provide them with an outline and some sample chapters. It's not the same as in fiction. So it's something that you really have to think about and know what you're getting into before you start doing your book.
Mm. Those are all really good points, especially the difference between going more traditional versus self-publishing. And, you know, I'm blown away at one of the books that is on the market now. I think his second one just came out or was announced, Alex Hormozi. He has a book called $100 Million Offers. And that was self-published and has done so much for his brand, so much for his business. It is pretty insane. and it's just really inspiring to see, like you said, that there can be success either way. You just have to, what I heard you say is keep that marketing hat on. make sure always. That you're always in conversation about that. So, you know, and speaking of, I mean, again, thinking about content creation, it can be pretty time consuming, right? How do you feel like entrepreneurs can strike a balance between like creating consistent content and the more focused approach that, you know, maybe that a brand book requires, you know what I mean? When it comes to having that a good balance, it seems like with the brand book, it's automatically going to put more balance to an extent because you have the source, but you know, what ideas come to mind that you can share when it comes to sort of balancing out the time consuming aspect of creating content and sharing content?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't go right to ChatGPT, although that's like the word on everyone's lips these days, right? But think about, you know, on a micro level, just the book in terms of content marketing strategy. You're going to do an outline before you write the book, right? You are, right? Everyone's going to do an outline. And that right there, like, let's just say for the sake of ease, you have 12 main ideas on that outline. Well, that's 12 months of content. And then from each one of those, you just take, depending on how many times you post per month, you know, that many micro points that you want to talk about on that specific topic. And then you can create content around that.
That makes a lot of sense to take it that approach. Sorry, my little cat is like waking up and doing something. So, okay. Well, one thing I was going to ask you about as well, as we're starting to wrap up, I would love for you to share a little bit more about how you can help anyone who's listening in. I know you talked about offering your time and, you know, doing some strategy with folks or some brainstorming. So I would love for you to share about that.
Yeah. So I have a mini service. Oh, hi. I can see your cat for anyone who's not watching the video. Such a cutie.
Thank you.
I have a mini service, which is called Brand Book Blueprint, another dissonant name there. But this, I created this a couple months ago in June. It's now August 2023, and it went down a treat with my audience. People loved it. I offer these calls to help you plan and strategize, like on a very high level, your book and start to just think about the initial structure of your brand book. I also help people define what are the goals for doing a brand book as an author, because I want to make sure that your big why is really, really strong so that you're not going to lose steam and lose motivation during the writing process, because it is hard at times. And basically we're just going to sketch out like a very high level framework of what your brand book is going to be like and get you off in the right direction. So as I said, it was free actually in June of this year. I decided to make it paid, but for a partial audience, I would love to offer everyone a coupon until the end of 2023. I have only 10 spots available though, so if you want it, please sign up. We'll put the link somewhere and the coupon code will be also mentioned.
Excellent. Thank you for that. I hope that folks are excited to hear that that is available and will take advantage of that opportunity, because Jessica is an expert in this area. And I think just her being the go-to voice, and with her experience as like an editor too, she has like so much experience in the industry she's bringing to the table. So I highly, highly recommend getting someone with her eyes and the way she sees books, you know, to take a look at yours. So Jessica, thanks for that. And we'll be sure to link to that in the episode notes here. And as we start to wrap up, I'd love for you to share any last parting words of advice that you have for the listeners and where folks can reach out to you and connect with you if they like.
Yeah, absolutely, Parshall. My last word of advice would probably be to not wait before you start working with a professional, whether it's me or anyone else, because I'm not the right person for everyone, that's for sure. But I would love to work with folks who are really motivated to write the book themselves and want to create that timeless piece of marketing content for their entire business. Don't wait to start with someone, because the whole reason that I started my new service, which is Brand Book Bootcamp, where we actually write the whole manuscript together, mm-hmm. is because as an editor, I saw enough manuscripts land on my desk that were not structured in a strategic way, were not well organized, and it doesn't feel good when I have to go back to the author and say, you wrote the whole thing by yourself in a vacuum. Unfortunately, we have some major revisions to do before we can get to the copy editing and proofreading stage. So my goal with this new service is to help you write it the right way from the beginning in a very focused amount of time. And that way you can hit the ground running with copy editing and proofreading after that, and then just go right to the design stage. It's going to be really smooth. I'm going to be holding your hand every time. But that's in my other service, Brand Book Bootcamp. If you want to get in once again on my Brand Book Blueprint call, which is one call with me, and we strategize your book, we package your business framework into the brand book, please take me up on that, because you can get it for free with a coupon code that we're going to put in the link. And I hope to see you on the calls, because they were super fun for me to deliver and people love them. I actually had a few people reach out to me afterward and say that they fleshed out their outline a bit more and they decided to not go the self-publishing route. They wanted to still try and get a book deal first. Mm-hmm. So they started talking with some traditional publishing houses, and it's looking good for their book deals. Whatever point you're at, whatever you're thinking, we'll strategize it together and we'll find out the best path for you.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thanks. It's them. It's for them. I'm really happy for them.
Good. Thank you again for being on the show and for sharing your expertise. And I just want to acknowledge your work in the space. You're doing amazing things for people and helping get messages out there and frameworks and things that last for a long time and help change the world. So thank you for what you do. And thanks everyone for tuning in. Highly recommend again connecting with Jessica. And until next time, we will see you on the next conversation. Bye. All right, that concludes another episode of The Author's Leverage. And I trust you're leaving today's conversation inspired and equipped to see your book as a source for so many possibilities. Before we part ways, I want to remind you to download your copy of the ebook and its digital companion workbook, 5 Ways to Get More Bang for Your Book. Again, it's a roadmap that's going to be useful to help you unlock the full potential of your book. Find it on our website, connect with us on social media, subscribe to the podcast, and share it along with a fellow author. Until next time, remember that your words have the power to change lives. So keep innovating, keep leveraging, and keep making an extraordinary impact. We'll see you next time.